Blog Talk Radio.
Is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we're an interactive Bible study. What is that? I'm glad that you asked. It means that you have an opportunity of calling in and participating in this Bible study blog. Amen. We are the body of Christ, amen, and we come together just to share, to lift up the name of Jesus, to encourage one another. So we do thank you for being a part of this. Those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in and participate, you can call in. The number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you would just hit the number one, and that lets us know that you would like to make a request or ask or share something that's on your heart. Amen. We do thank you for that. For the time that you are listening, one of the problems that we have is that mics are on or phones are on. Please mute your phone until you are getting ready to share something, because oftentimes we hear distractions in the background, and that becomes very distracting and disturbing. Amen. We are the body of Christ. We do things decently and in order. So we do thank you for adhering to that. This evening we are in New Jersey, amen, with a young man who spoke a couple of weeks ago, and it's Equipped for Life. Prior to that, he was also the speaker for Bitter Roots, amen, which went over extremely well. Everyone was very, very informed of the word Bitter Roots. So we're anxious to see where the Lord is going to take him this evening as he invites us in the word Equipped for Life. We're going to have prayer, and then we're going to get out of the way and move it on over into New Jersey to our brother, James Gary. Father, we thank you for this time. This is a time that we have never experienced before, and we ask Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just keep us humble, keep us prayerful. Father, we just ask that you would just cover us with the blood of Jesus Christ as we claim protection over our families. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just bless our finances, bless homes, bless the spirit and the body of Christ this evening as we unveil your word. Father, we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we thank you for guiding and directing us each and every day. Father, we ask that you would be with the sick and afflicted, those that we name publicly and privately, Stuart Hawthorne, Billy Dickerson, James Hobbs, Diane Hobbs, Wendell Wilborn. Father, we have so many that we have on our prayer list. You know who they are, and you know how to bless them accordingly. We believe in your word. We thank you for being the same God yesterday as you are today. Right now, Father, we just thank you. We lay everything at our feet, and we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare, we decree this word. Amen, 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 amen. And now we're going to move on over into New Jersey. Brother James Gary, are you there? Director James Gary, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Welcome, welcome,
amen.
Beloved.
Amen. Amen. We're going to move out of the way, and it's in your court, and we're just going to follow.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to all the beloved, God's beloved people that are out there in the radio land, and we just welcome you today to this program and this ministry, and we hope that you will be blessed today as we continue our teaching in the Equip for Life series. Which was written by our former lead pastor, who is now a superintendent of all the churches in New Jersey. It's something like 600 churches that Pastor Kynan, who I just thank right now for his direction leading me in my ministry to you. And I just continue on with the lesson. Today is the third lesson of our seven-week series, or seven-session series, on leading God's children to a closer relationship by walking with Christ and His Holy Spirit, which was given to us as a gift. I just want to just reflect before I start, I just want to reflect on some of the breakthroughs that we've had in the past week. I just want to thank everyone who's been praying for us diligently, praying for the ministry, praying for my wife. We had some major breakthroughs in her healing just this past week. And I just want to urge everyone to continue in their prayers and just be hopeful, because the Lord does hear when we pray with our hearts. Amen.
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 Amen. So I just want to say hello to everyone at Calvary Temple, former students, and also the pastoral ministry. I just want to bless you all. May God be with you today and this evening. And we also just want to bless all those who are possibly shut in, who have illnesses. And we just welcome you to just join in with us in agreement that God is our healer, and we will continue to keep you in our prayers. So today we're going to continue that series. The last time we were on the radio here, we talked about what we call key number two, and that was a biblical look at who God is and following the Son to the Father. And by doing so, we're able to get closer to Him. And once we get closer to Him, we can come into agreement with Him. See, because our God is a God of intimacy. And the important thing about having intimacy with Him is coming into agreement with His Word, with His Son. And we went through a series of lessons and points during that session, but I just want to pick up on two points which I think are very important for your walk in Christ. And the first is that even though God is infinitely wiser and greater than humanity, that He has no interest in keeping who He is and what He is like hidden from us. In fact, or hidden from His creation overall. And in some general ways, such as through the beauty and complexity of nature, He will reveal Himself. That is through the natural world, through things that happen in our own lives, through our consciences and circumstances. He reveals Himself to every person. And more specifically, what He's doing in this with these revelations is He's drawing every heart unto Himself. He's drawing man unto Himself through His Word. So in order to meet with Him, we have to consume His Word. We have to spend time in His Word, and we have to spend time in prayer as well. Also, the next point was that God has also given us a gift. As we accept His Son as our Lord and Savior, He gives us a deposit, a down payment, if you will. Everybody likes that down payment, especially when it's given by someone else for us. Well, God gave us a down payment, which is His Holy Spirit. And each and every one of His children has received, when they accepted Christ, they will receive that down payment as long as they come in agreement with who the Father is, that He is a royal king. He is the king of our lives. He's also our creator. And as long as we accept His Son, we will be blessed and receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the Holy Spirit is a spirit of power. We're going to get into that in the fourth lesson that we do next week. But it's a very important that we understand who He is, that He is a person, that He is living, that He is not something or someone that's far off. But He is very near to us, and if we allow Him to live in us, we will receive those powers and those abilities that we saw in through Christ. And so it's very important that we continue to pray and desire in prayer to know our Savior better. Because Jesus, as He promised, sent His Holy Spirit to us on the day of Pentecost, and we received that power through receiving Him. Our Pentecost is the day that we have that new birth and we accept Christ. So today's lesson we're going to move on to is key number three, which is called living within the close presence of God. So we follow the Son to the Father. Now we want to dwell with Him in a righteous way, not through our own righteousness, but through the righteousness of Christ. And that's why it's so important to develop that relationship with Him. I know it sounds incredible, but it is true that our Father, who is in heaven, that he loves us so much that he wants unbroken fellowship with us. And what do we mean by unbroken fellowship? Well, just as when we have someone in our lives that we truly, truly love, we always want to please them. We always want to do something nice for them. And we want to bless them with our time, with our gifts, and with our attention. Well, God is that same way. He feels so deeply for us that he wants to do those same things for us. But mm-hmm. he needs us to come into agreement and into fellowship with him. And when we get to the point, yeah. when we get to the point where we can live that way each and every day and each and every moment of our lives, that's when we see God move in our lives and in our situations more clearly. See, on one hand, Jesus told us that he would stay with us and that his Spirit would be present with us every moment of our life on earth. But also, on the other hand, we have to look at the fact that the Word of God declared that we can also come into the intimate presence of God at any moment, at any point in time, through prayer. Mm-hmm. So today's lesson is more about a biblical look at prayer. And prayer truly, truly works. There's no recipe. There's no special concoction that you can put together to do it. It's just about talking with God, talking to the Father. The same way that we're talking today is the same way that the Father wants to hear from you and wants to also speak to you. Amen?
Amen.
The thing about prayer that's so important for our lives is that prayer is the central means that we have access to the throne room of God. It's like having a direct dial, if you were to put it in earthly terms, to the White House, meaning that we can go through all the operators and go directly from our home to the White House and put in our petition. But in this case, we're going vertically. We're going up to through the heavens, through the first, second, and into the third heavens where the Father's throne room is, and our prayers actually open up a porthole where God can actually receive our hearts and our desires and our petitions and our intercessions for others directly from us. And that's why it's so important to be in the presence of God at every moment that we can. And that's no matter what we go through. Jesus told us to pray mm-hmm. at all times. Pray without ceasing. And mm-hmm. the reason for that is we want to maintain constant dialogue with the Father so that he can be invited into our situation. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to just kick down the door and force himself on anyone. But mm-hmm. if you invite him in, he will come.
Amen.
So when we respond correctly to the presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, then the blessings of our relationship with our Lord, they go beyond human understanding. And that is what we call supernatural. It is super or above what we call natural. So in this lesson, I just want to introduce all the listeners to the vital truths about living in God's presence. In order for you to discover that an active prayer life is an all-important part of having a growing knowledge of Christ, as well as His will for you, the Father's will for your life. So I want you to think about prayer in this way. Prayer to a person's spiritual life is what breathing is, like what breathing is to your physical life. So as you take in the breath of air, and you breathe that in, and it feels good when it hits your lungs, and then you exhale, and that relief that you feel when you exhale is what praying is like and what it should be like in every believer's life. So when you take in the Holy Spirit into your heart and you release your words to the Father, you're releasing a part of yourself, your actual heart, to the Lord, and he responds in kind. So I like to, typically when I teach this class, I like to, there are some lessons that we have that are like simple prayers that people can use to get closer relationship with God. But I would like to encourage every person to pray the Psalms, to pray Proverbs over their lives, over each and every one of your lives, and you will begin to see change because you are coming in agreement with God's word when you do so, and also you're expressing his word to himself. And every father loves to hear their child speak their truths back to them.
Amen.
And that's the important thing that we want to do. So life principle number three in this third week of this program is, through my prayer life, I have the privilege of knowing, once again, through my prayer life, I have the privilege of knowing the constant and close presence of God. And the key verse that we are going to couple with this is Jeremiah 33:3. Jeremiah 33:3 tells us this. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So with each of these, the following things that I'm going to talk about, I just want you to just take them in. If you have a notepad near you, I would suggest that you just write down any thoughts that come in your mind, because we're going to open up the platform for you and the mics to you so that you can share what some of the things that the Holy Spirit is saying to your heart as we go through this portion. Now, what is prayer? What is prayer? Well, the easiest way to think about prayer is it's kind of like having a cell phone. And with that cell phone, the difference is that instead of reaching 911 operators or reaching family members, you have direct access to the throne room of God, to the Father himself. Because when Jesus was crucified on the cross, there was something that was a special work that he did. He tore that veil that separated us from the Holy of Holies, and that opened up it just tore a chasm and opened up a way for us to be able to go directly into the presence of God through Christ and the works that the finished work that he did. And that's what prayer does for us. If we're in a situation where we don't know the answer, I tell every person, be rest assured. Because just because you don't know the answer, know that God does know the answer.
Amen.
This is the central reason why we want to get really good at praying. We want to spend every moment we can, whether we're driving in the car. You know, it may look a little crazy in your head when you think about this, but if other drivers are near you, they'll think you're on the cell phone, so don't worry. So I would say pray it through. If it's something you're thinking about, I'm going to have a hard day at work today, pray it through. That doesn't necessarily have to happen, because when you invite God into that situation, he will respond. He will give you the answer. He will give you the ability to endure it.
Yes.
Or he may even cause it to resolve itself without even needing your interaction. Has anyone ever experienced that? Have you, Brother John, have you ever experienced that?
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So the
I
simple
do believe stuff, in prayer. I do believe in prayer.
Amen. Amen. So I would say the most simplest definition of prayer is what I like to say, quote unquote, talking to God. And when we're saved, it can be said that we are on speaking terms with the Most High God. You know, when you are born again, that's why it's so important. If you haven't given your life to Christ, and this is why it's so important. If you have not given your life to Christ, you're pretty much in a lot of situations by yourself. And God's grace does help you at times. God will hear your heart because his word is written on our hearts. But I like that sure thing, and that sure thing happens when you give your life to Christ. And what you end up doing in the end is putting yourself on speaking terms with the creator of all the universe. How magnificent a thing is that? When you go out and you look up into the sky, you see all the stars in the heavens. You see the distant planets, the moon, and all these beautiful things in the air that God put there for us to see and to reveal himself to us, and the beauty and the power and the magnitude of his power. Just use that as an opportunity to say, wow, what an amazing thing it must be to be on speaking terms with the Lord. Well, guess what? If you are born again, you are on speaking terms with the Lord. And I would say, use those terms. Use that access to help you, because God does want to help you. Use that access that you have to the Father to help others, because it may not be for you, but it may be someone else that does need that help.
Mm-hmm.
So although God does see your life and it's like an open book to him, it's still important for you to share your feelings with him and also to share your thoughts with him. See, for those who have children, it's to have your child speak to you. Even though you know you may know what they want for Christmas or you may know what they need, having them ask you and having the ability to say, yes, son, yes, daughter, I'm going to get that for you and deliver, it's a certain special goodness that comes with that. Well, our God, the Father of heaven and earth, is the same way with us. So it's important for us to share our feelings with the Father and with the Lord through Christ. And as we do this, and God hears our prayers and he answers our prayers, our faith starts to grow. And we start to remember in that no matter what the situation, no matter what it is that's concerning us, it concerns God. Because a lot of people don't realize that many times when you feel a certain kind of way about a situation or about some news you may have heard on TV of a child being hurt or an accident or anything, all of those emotions that you feel, remember, God felt them first because he's everywhere. So sometimes God wants to share that with us, and he allows us to feel those feelings. And when he does, we should fellowship with him. Sometimes it's a matter of just saying, Lord, I see your heart in this. I feel what you're paying in this. I share in this emotion with you, Lord. And you pray for that person that needs the help. That's the intimacy that the Lord is looking for in our lives. And with that, I just want to open up with Psalm 86, verses 6 through 7. And that reads, hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I'm distressed, I call to you because you answer me. And also Isaiah 65:24 tells us that God says to us, before they call, I will answer. While they're still speaking, I will hear. Now, that is a beautiful thing. Before you even call to him, in many cases, he's already sent the answer. In some cases, you receive the answer just as you were about to pray about it. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but that is a magnificent feeling or an experience to have. But that is the reward of being in that type of relationship with the Father. That it doesn't take years and eons for you to hear that response. And when you're walking with him in your close relationship, he answers. He gives you endurance if you need it. If he wants you to teach you something through it, sometimes he will not answer right away, and that's where he will give you the endurance, because he wants you to learn something from it.
Amen.
And then I just want to give another scripture. That's Hebrews 14:16. Now I'm reading from the NIV version. I think that's it. I just happen to like this version. It is a very good for teaching, and I like to use this one. And he says here in Hebrews 4:16 that let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Again, there's another reason That is another reason why you want to accept the Lord as your, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because you, once you're his, the enemy can't use the tactic of, well, maybe you're not his, maybe you're not. He can't play that game with you because you know you gave your life to him. But if you haven't done that, the enemy uses that as a playground opportunity to play on your life and to play into your circumstances. So God tells us to give the enemy no place in our lives, and this is one way that we can prevent from doing that. Amen?
Amen.
So the second point I like to cover is listening to God. Listening to God. So just as important as it is to speak with God and to be on speaking terms with him through prayer, it's also important that we listen to God. We practice and we will get better at it. To listen, pray what we call listening prayers. And the Bible clearly teaches us that Jesus speaks to his children. He said, my sheep listen to me. They listen to my voice. My sheep listen to my voice. And that's John 10:27, that where he talks about that. In prayer, God brings words of encouragement. There's several ways he speaks. He speaks through words of encouragement. He speaks through guidance. He may guide us through a situation. He may just comfort us in that situation, or he may even correct us in that situation. But no matter what, you can be sure of one thing, and that is that when God speaks to your heart, he will never contradict his word, which is the Bible. He will never contradict word of God, which is the Bible. So, understand this, that the voice of the Spirit of God will bring biblical truth to you, and he will bring it in such a way that it applies and ministers specifically to your individual needs. Many times when I teach this class or teach or minister, I often get the question of how do you know that it's God's voice and not your voice? Or it's not the enemy's voice? Well, I will answer that for you tonight. Thanks be to God. Because the way that you can tell is by reading the word of God. Because God's voice will never contradict the word of God. So as you get the word of God in you more and more, when he speaks, he will say things that confirm his word for in your life. So sometimes you may get that little voice, don't go this way, go that way. You know, but then how do you know that's God telling you that? You may remember that scripture where, that you read, or maybe you went to church the Sunday prior, and that word was the exact word that was spoken about how God leads us through situations. You can know that God is speaking to you. Now, it's one thing to hear that small voice, that subtle small voice that speaks calmly to our soul, but it speaks to our, because he speaks to our heart. But God can also speak audibly. He may even speak, you know, into your ear, and you will hear him. And that is a fascinating thing, because when he does that, it's exactly as the Bible describes it, like rolling thunder, rolling waters, like the rushing of all the waters on earth right through your ear. And it's like every single cell in your body, every hair will stand and raise and come to attention because he spoke to you. Sometimes when he will speak audibly, but many times he will speak through your situations and through the elements, through his animals, through birds, for instance, or even through other types of situations he will speak. And so we must become familiar with his word and see how he's spoken to others in the Bible. And expect, we should pray with expectation that he will speak to us in the same way. But we must listen for his voice. And with that, I would say, let's read John 10, verses 1 through 5. And what he tells us here is, very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the one. It is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. So we must be like this. We must listen for the voice of the Lord and only obey his voice. And we, as we become familiar with what his voice sounds like, we can know his phraseology, if you will, by becoming accustomed to his word and how he speaks it and what he says in his word. And also we can look a little bit further to John 16:13. And he says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. Amen. Are there any thoughts on that? Any thoughts on that?
The mic's open.
Well, I think kind of to piggyback on our discussion, prayer is a means of communication, direct line of communication between us and God. There's no middleman in there. We speak to God through Jesus Christ. So even with my prayer, as I'm praying to God, I always include Jesus Christ in that process. I come to you, Father, in the name of through your Son, Jesus Christ. But anyway, it's a personal relationship that we develop by just simple communication, like our earthly father, just having a conversation with him on a daily basis. There's no special formula that we use to speak to our earthly father. But when we deal with our heavenly father, there's no special formula that we have to use, quotations, et cetera, et cetera. We're speaking to him. We have a relationship with him. He knows us. He knows our voice. We know his. And he answers our prayers. And it may not be that given moment, but anyway, one way or another, he answers our prayer.
Amen. 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 I agree with that. Amen.
I also want to add, when we're looking at prayer, as you had mentioned, Minister Gary, it is a communication process. But when we pray, we're talking to God. But when we read the Word of God, God is talking to us. So within that prayer, we have to have patience, knowing how to have patience to hear and wait on God to speak to us. Sometimes it might not be right away. So it's having patience. After we pray, we just, being patient enough to be able to wait on God to speak or to answer our prayers. And sometimes it may call for more than one prayer. That's why it says keep knocking, keep knocking, keep asking, keep seeking. So I just wanted to share that point.
Yes, amen. Amen. Yeah, we have to, as we pray, we have to remember, too, I mentioned in some earlier teachings that remember, we don't battle against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities, the rulers of darkness in this world, as well as the spiritual forces of evil or wickedness in the heavenly realms. So your prayers are passing through all of that stuff and getting up to heaven, and then the angels are bringing those answers back down to God's people. It's a process, so you are right. It does take time at times, but you must keep pressing in.
Amen.
So our next topic is characteristics of prayer. And God's word describes many ways or multiple characteristics of prayer. Some of these include worship and praise. Others include confession and repentance. At times it may be waiting on the Lord and pouring out our hearts and emotions and thoughts to Him. These are all ways that we can pray to the Father. And actually, there's another level which there's another level to this course that I'm teaching called the Barnabas Discipleship Enrichment Course, and that is what we call a level 3 course, and that even takes you deeper than I'm going here. And deep goes into deep, and if you really want to know more, you know, if I get encouraged enough, I may bring some of those teachings to the radio station as well. But you know, for now, it's important that for each person to know that no matter what you face in life, that God wants you to face it with Him.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want you to face it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And you will never take God by surprise. Nothing surprises Him. He will never get tired of hearing from you. So don't get discouraged saying, oh, you know, I went to Him last week and I, you know, yeah, we don't pray repetitive prayers, meaning that we're not going to be like resounding gongs, you know, saying repeated prayer over and over. We're going to dialogue with the Father, just as Jesus taught us in the Garden of Gethsemane. We're going to pray to Him and pray and press in, pray then to know His heart, so that when you pray, He answers, and you can. And the reason why you do that is so that you know when He answers, because you can see the change. And when you pray, always look for a difference. Look for an impact. Expect a change. Expect it to occur. So all these different characteristics of prayer are important to understand. Like you said, the gentleman said, there's not just one little recipe that you're going to use every time. You're going to pray your heart, because God shares His heart with us. And if you're feeling it, just know that God's feeling it more. So don't be ashamed. Share your prayer with the Father.
Mm.
And with that, I'd like to add Psalm 46, verses 1 through 5, which says that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and the mountains quake, surging with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I'm getting chills here. The holy place where the Most High dwells, God is within her. She will not fall. She will not fall. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Amen. So we have to hold on at times, but we must take refuge in God. How do we do that? You know, just went through a tough time with my wife this past week, and we pressed in and prayed and prayed. And I just thank all of the saints that pressed in as well, because God heard it. And He delivered exactly, precisely. But I was looking for it. I was expecting the doctor to come out and say, everything's clear. There's nothing to do here. And that's exactly what happened. So we are to pray with expectation. We're to take refuge in God. How do we take refuge in God? We go into the scriptures. Find the scripture that deals with your situation. You know, if you can't find one, read the book of Job. You will find it there. Trust me. Take the opportunity to press into the Lord, and He will answer you. Amen.
Excuse me.
Amen. So we must really remember these things. And then I'd also like to share, let me see, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, which basically tells us to pray continually. Pray continually.
Amen. Oh. Amen. Am I heard?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Amen. I would like to submit, my brothers, Hebrews 11 and 6, a prerequisite for those of us, amen, who must understand when it comes to communicating with God, you have to first believe that He is. Therefore, This is why it is written, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I'm also reminded in saying so that when we read the scriptures such as Ephesians 3 and 20, where it tells us that now unto him, when you say that, you have to believe that he is I am.
Amen.
And that when you say, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, you have to have faith to believe that God is such, that he is able to do. If you go and say, well, God, I hope you do, no, that don't work, son. I like the way you said about a child going to his parent. They go to their parent because they have an expectation that that parent can do whatever they ask. So when you go to God, you go to God in faith, knowing that he is able to do.
Yes.
It's about your faith in God. You can sing all his songs and do all the talk, but if you don't believe that he is the I am, amen, you're wasting your breath. Because God wants you to come to him humble yet boldly, because you know that he is a God that delivers. On time, every word that he said. I'm lost for the exact scripture. I believe it's in Isaiah, where he says, remind me. He's bold enough to act to tell you, remind me of my promises.
Amen.
See, because he will come through.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And with that, I would say this. That's a very important thing. I would also add Jonah 2:7, where he says, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. So we must believe that we are speaking to him. Now, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence for those things that are not seen. The evidence of those things that are not seen. Those things that are not seen are hoped for. So when you ask, you must know that there's someone who's the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, who is able and willing to answer and deliver that special thing that is definitely fashioned for your need, and he will do it.
Amen. You know, I also want to add, we can't remember, just want to add on in terms of James. In James it says that faith without works is dead. Without works is dead. So you're using scriptures, I also want to throw that in there as well.
Amen.
Then finally on this point, Matthew 7:7, which says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. And only God, there's some doors that only God can open for you. And
amen.
And there's also some doors that only God can close for you. So you must believe that he exists. And again, that's why it's very important to become a son or daughter of God, the Most High God. Which leads us to the next point, which is sensing and appreciating the presence of God. And I start off here with just telling you that there, one of the great and most high blessings of prayer is learning to sense, and to not only sense, but also to appreciate the presence of God. Because God is everywhere by his Spirit. Again, God is present everywhere by his Spirit. And you can know his close communion no matter where you are. And one of the most important practices you should develop is, especially early in your prayer life, now that you know who Jesus is, to have what we call a daily quiet time with him. That's where you go into your what we call prayer closet sometimes. We call it a prayer closet. And if you've ever seen the movie War Room, we go into that room and we present those petitions to the Lord. So we must always seek out a place and a time that we know we will not be disrupted, and at the same time know that God can hear us wherever we are and whenever we call on him. I think one of the most underestimated things is that by Christians is what we call silent prayers. There's times you may be at work, you may be in a meeting, a corporate meeting, for instance, and you can't verbally speak out your prayer, but you can speak silent prayers for that person that's in that meeting over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can speak these silent things because God, he listens to our heart.
Amen.
So we can bring God into every situation, and we should, and we should. And with that, I'll read Psalm 5:3, which says, "In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait expectantly." So it's very important, that first fruit of the day. Give God your first fruit. Pray in the morning. Present it to him. Let him enter into your day so that it can set the course of your day. It's like breakfast. Eating breakfast sets a course for your day, whether you're going to have an energized moment or not, morning or not. It can sometimes impact you in such a way. Prayer does it for your spirit, for the spiritual realm in your life, because it's not flesh and blood that we're bound on with. It's not Joe down the street. It's not the other guy. It's not the other woman. There's a spiritual demonic force behind it that you're dealing with. But you don't have to worry about that because you have access to the Father now, because you know how to pray. And you can pray and allow God to dispatch his mighty warring angels. Remember, one of the things he is he's the Lord and the King and the leader of heaven's armies. For every one enemy that fell, for every one angel that fell, there are two angels in heaven that stay with God, and they move on his word, which is why it's very important, as the brother says, to pray his word. Because when we pray God's word, we remind him of his promises. If you experience situations with that category three that hit the Carolinas there, and it downgraded rapidly. But again, we have to remind God sometimes, Lord, you said that you would not destroy this place. You gave us the rainbow because you said you would not destroy the land like this. Pray that over your property when those storms hit. Pray it over your life when those storms hit your life in the spiritual realm or in the physical realm. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And just know that God can hear you wherever you and whenever you call on him. Wherever and whenever you call on him.
I'm reminded and feel led to say that it is very important to understand the names of God. And so when you call on him, amen, and you say Jehovah Rapha,
yeah,
because you're calling him the God who heals, because you believe and you know that he can.
Amen.
Acknowledging. Amen. We're talking about remembrance in our own members. Amen. Because I know that in the Gospel of John, there in the 14th chapter where it says 14 and 26, and he speaks about it says that the Comforter, the Helper, or the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, amen, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring to your remembrance. So when you learn these things of God through his word, and like you said earlier, what God speaks to us through his word. So when we are studious to the word of God and come to know him in the intimacy of all of his names, amen, Jehovah Jireh, because I know he'll provide for me.
Yeah.
Amen. We that's how you speak those things that be not as though they were, because you call the God of those things.
Amen.
God, I know you're going to provide for me because you are Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
I know that you can do it. Amen.
Yeah.
I wait
yeah.
for not in doubt, so I call your name. I call him on his promise. Amen.
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 That is a perfect segue for our next point, which is bringing needs and petitions before God. And knowing his name is a perfect way to invite him into your specific need.
Amen.
You know him and you have intimacy with him by what you call
him.
He knows that you know that he is a healer.
Come on now, there it is right there. Amen. He knows that you know.
And that is what it's about. So another great blessing of prayer is that God wants us to bring our needs and the needs of others before him. And when we pray in faith, believing him, we are also cooperating with him. And we're cooperating not only with him, but with his will. And then we also welcome his power his power in the form of intervention in our situation.
Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So when we pray for our own needs, we call that petitions. In the Bible, they call that petitions. But when we pray for the needs of others, we call it intercession. And they're equally as important. It's very important that you are prayed up before you pray for another person.
Amen.
You want to cover yourself. It's no different than if what they teach you, if you've ever been a lifeguard trainer or anything like that, you have to make sure that you are secure before you can help that other person. Because if you go in the water and you're not secure, you're both going to drown. So you must pray up and be prepared for what you're interceding for. So you must also remember that when we lift up needs to God, that he often changes the situation, but at times he may also choose to change the heart of his child in prayer. And when he does that, typically he'll provide the strength to endure the situation. And that just brings me to Psalm 28, verses 6 through 7. Psalm 28, verses 6 through 7. It's very important that we come into agreement with the Father on that. I'm looking at the time here, but I'm going to give you the scriptures here, and I'd like you to look at those. Also James 5:14 through 15, and also 1 John 5:14 through 15. So I'd like you to jot those down and look those up and pray over those.
Amen. I will.
And also, I'm just going to move to our final, sixth and final point, which is called praying through during difficult times. We must always remember that because of the opposition of Satan, and at some points, our own personal resistance, which comes through the flesh, our resistance to the will of God, is important to keep praying even when we grow spiritually tired. Because at times, we get tired. But you must continue to press in, because we will then know the victory that's in Jesus' name. When we pray through the doubts, when we pray through the fears, and we pray through the questions that Satan often raises against us and others that are God's children. But remember, as a child of God, you should stand on God's promises, and that is the important key to being able to pray through a situation. When you are tired, stand on his promises. And after having done all, remember Ephesians 6, it says, having done all, stand, having the loins girded about with truth, the truth being the promises of God, and do not cave into the tactics of the enemy. And I'll give you three scriptures I want you to look at. And that's Psalm 118, verses 5 through 6, Ephesians 6:18, and then 1 Peter 5, verses 6 through 9. And I just want to give all of the listeners just a few points to remember, key terms and definitions. And the first one is intercession, and that's prayer offered on behalf of the needs of others. Meditation, that's differently than what they do in the world. We meditate on God's word. We do not empty ourselves and allow chance of things that we don't understand being to be spoken over us. We pray. We meditate differently, and that is by we meditate on the word of God. Clear our thoughts of all other things except that word of God. Then we have petitions, which are prayers offered, which represent the believer's own needs, and then prayer in general, which describes the many aspects that we commune with God. So in light of this study, I'd just like everyone to draw nearer to the Lord, to be blessed, and know that God hears you. When you can't get it out and you can't speak it out, just understand that the Holy Spirit will intercede through our moaning and present those words to the Lord for us, because He's there to help us.
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. So, Father God, we just pray for all of the listeners, Lord God. We pray that your word will not be intercepted by the enemy, Lord, that nothing will come against your children, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over ourselves, Lord God. We bind every unclean spirit, and we loose your engaging angels, your heavenly hosts, your holy cherubim, Lord God, from heaven to earth, to take every entity that will come against the children of God, Lord God, that will come against us, O Lord God. And, Father, we ask that you would just have those entities brought before the feet of your throne, and we ask that you would deny every petition presented against these children, Lord God, that were presented against us, O Lord. And we thank you, Father God, and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Brother James, we do thank you for that word. We are out of time. We do thank you for blessing us with that word, and we look forward to hearing you again. For all of those of you who tuned in, thank you so much. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my family.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I can reach out.